Welcome to The Rock, the 144th Fighter Wings Resiliency Podcast. I'm Major Haley Hendricks, and I'm joined by my incredibly knowledgeable and talented co-host, Dr. Stephanie Grant.
Thanks, Haley.
We're really excited, you guys, to start this podcast for the 144th, to touch on issues relevant to our airmen here in Fresno and beyond. Our goal is to have the tough conversations and talk about how we can best navigate stress, remain resilient through it, and come out on the other side with new insights and tools to help us all. Stephanie, I remember, I think it was like, I don't know, 5-7 months ago, somewhere in that time frame, that you and I were collaborating and we found ourselves in just a really, really tough season. We were dealing with some alcohol abuse cases. We were dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression. And it was really tough. And we were racking our brains trying to figure out, gosh, how could we serve our airmen? How could we help them? What were some resources that we could put together in a really easy access way that would really help to support our people?
Some of those cases were really complex.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember, like, we started brainstorming, like, different ways we can share information, like, skill strategies. Just really across the board thinking about how can we really arm our airmen with tools, right? That's going to foster their health and wellness. And recognizing as, you know, me as a DPH and you as a then the full-time provider, like there's some great tidbits. Like, it's not rocket science. Like, there's great information out there that can really improve our daily lives across mind, our body, and our spirit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And back at the time, I remember we started just exploring different ideas and thinking, you know, how can we get this message out? What can we do? And I think we realized that we're both podcast junkies, right?
Yeah.
And we love the convenience of just turning on a podcast anywhere you're at.
Yeah. Well, but first we talked about doing a TED Talk.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we thought, who would want to stick together? Yeah. Who would want to stick around after drill to go to a TED Talk?
Yeah.
And we
thought, how are we going to get everybody there? Yeah.
We were like, we'd have no audience. So.
Also, the whole video component, right? Like, audio is easier than video as far as time.
I didn't want to be recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
So podcast. So we settled on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And so then after, I think, you know, we were like dead set, okay, let's do podcasts. And we thought, you know, what do we want to do? We want to really just engage in transparent, open dialogue, right, on these topics and provide that meaningful, you know, information, give those tidbits of like important takeaways, right, that people can utilize right now to help them navigate everyday life.
Yeah, yeah. So just off the cuff, who are some of your favorite podcasts that you go to when you need to kind of like be filled with good info?
Well, definitely Brené Brown's new podcast.
Okay.
Have you listened to that?
No, I haven't. But I know that you're a huge Brené Brown fan.
No, I love Brené Brown. Absolutely. Yeah.
What's her podcast called?
Unlocking Us, I believe is what it's called. I hope I got that right. That would be, like, she just started it in
It's
March.
Okay. PA's going to make us edit this out.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see if this stays. You guys, if you guys hear this, then you'll know that we've made it past the first cut.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, I am really enjoying Jenny Allen. Mm-hmm. She's got one called Made for This. I have enjoyed Rachel Hollis, her Rise podcast. Mm-hmm. That's been really inspiring. I enjoy the Fierce Marriage podcast. I enjoy Armchair Expert. That's Dax Shepard. That's a really fun podcast. And those are the ones that are on the most regular rotation. Oh, and then I always start the morning with NPR. What's it called? It's a 13-minute podcast, and basically it's the news that you need for the day. Up First. That's what called. Okay. NPR Up First. So those are my kind of go-tos that are in heavy rotation.
I actually have several running podcasts.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. All right. Cool. So, you know, in sort of developing the program for our first season to bring this podcast out to you guys, we, you know, came up with a couple of episodes that we think will bring you guys really good, relevant information. And we'll give you a sneak preview of those in just a little bit. But since not all of you know us, we thought we'd start out just introducing ourselves a little bit more to you and sharing a little bit about who we are, where we've been, and then we'll talk about, as a podcast, where we're going. So, Stephanie, go ahead and take the lead.
Great. Well, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I have a doctorate in social work. My role here at the 144th is I'm the Director of Psychological Health, and I also teach part-time in the social work program at Fresno State. And prior to working in the military, I spent several years working in adoption and child welfare. And really, becoming a social worker was a midlife career change for me.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you didn't say crisis.
Yeah, well, midlife career change slash, probably there could be some crisis in there. What am I going to do? Anyway, what do I want to be when I grow up and I'm, you know, in my late 30s? But I was a sign language interpreter for years, worked with the deaf community, saw the need for advocacy. And as an interpreter, it's hard to be an advocate because you're just facilitating language, which is important. But I saw the need for advocacy. So that's where I started in social work.
That's awesome.
I married my college sweetheart, and we are celebrating 37 years in August.
Yay! Mazel to you guys.
So obviously, we were married when we were tiny
infants. Infants.
Yeah. Infants.
Yes.
I like
yes.
this. We are empty nesters, and man, we love spending time with our three millennial adults.
That's so sweet.
Two live out of state, one lives in about 5 hours away, but we love time with them.
That's awesome.
I have a working partner,
mm-hmm.
Chief Master Sergeant Paige.
We know her well.
Yes.
One of our favorites. She's sitting, actually, she's asleep right next to me right now.
Love it.
On that big cushion in Stephanie's office. You know the one I'm talking about.
She's a facility therapy dog, and just, she loves all her peeps here. She actually, because of COVID, hasn't been here to the wing since mid-March and has her first day back today.
We're so happy to have her back.
Welcome back, Chief.
So. We're super glad to have you. You do so much good work for all of us.
Thanks. She doesn't know a stranger, especially if you have a treat in your hand.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I've seen it. So a little bit about me. I actually grew up in Germany from 84 or 83 to 1990. My parents both worked for the DOD as civilians. My mom taught school. My dad actually was a field operator in the Army's gaming industry. Mm-hmm. So all of their slot machines, video poker, redemption games, those came later on in the sort of late 80s and 90s.
I never thought of those type of games with the DOD.
Like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, yeah. In the clubs overseas.
Yeah.
And then I think there are some places in country that have them, but don't quote me on that, because that actually could be that could be fake news. That could totally be fake news. But anyways, so lived there for most of the 80s. We moved back and settled in Fresno in 1990. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Clovis West.
Woo-hoo!
Go Eagles! And then headed down to UC Santa Barbara. I had a quarter-life crisis, actually, myself, and switched career paths. I was a high school English teacher down in Oxnard, and decided that it wasn't my, you know, forever path, and took some prerequisites while I was still teaching and during the summers and stuff, and applied and got into a nursing program in New York City.
Woohoo!
Yep.
Yay for career change.
Oh, gosh. I know. The worst thing to do, you guys, is to stay in something that, you know, you don't feel fulfilled by.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, like, if you don't at least enjoy what you do, then life is too long. And there's always...
Spend too many hours at work, right? And not enjoy it.
And there is a life after work, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, you have to, you know, embrace it, really. So, went to nursing school in New York City. Towards the end of that time, right after I graduated, I met my husband at a karaoke bar in Queens at this dive bar. I walked in, he was singing The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love. Do you remember that song?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I believe in a thing called love.
And you were like, yes,
yes,
that's him.
And I was like, who is that nerd up there? That's my new husband. That's not my new, I only have one, but that's my man right up there, that dorky guy. So, and I say that in the most loving way, and I promise I will not sing routinely more than once per episode on this podcast. So anyways, kind of the rest is history for us. We had a really nice courtship, and we've been married for 9 years, mm-hmm. and we have a 6 and a 4-year-old.
Cutie pies.
Yes, thank you. He is nuts. I joined the Air Force actually at the age of 32, and he came in as my spouse with me, so he got to be an Air Force wife. And he just did such a wonderful job. in that role.
He's a great support.
He really is, yeah. So we traded our life in Brooklyn for jet noise at Langley Air Force Base with the F-22s flying over our house all the time. And I worked there for 6 years and then transferred into this unit here at the 144th.
Yay.
Yeah. So I ended up actually working out here for about a year and a half full time. And just this past January, transitioned over into full time patient care and was doing kind of a temp gig for a couple of months and then started at the VA last month and have been in full COVID craziness ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little bit about us in case, you know, we don't know many of you. So that we just wanted to share a little bit. So let's talk about what's coming up this season.
So on deck, I know we've got an upcoming COVID episode.
So timely.
Yes, absolutely. For such a time as this. Focusing on fears and how to overcome negative thought patterns.
Awesome.
COVID and our kids. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing right now with our kiddos at home.
Yes, yes.
And self-care and self-compassion during COVID. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I think it's so important. And just with the amount of sort of fear and the spiraling of anxious thoughts that goes along with it. I mean, I know I've been working hard to control it myself. And we've had a lot of conversations, you know, as a family about how to kind of bring it down and help to kind of quell some of those anxious thoughts. So, you know, definitely we wanted to share that out with our community because if we're feeling it, that means that you guys are feeling
it.
And sometimes when we are just hanging out with people who are really similar to us, we can kind of wind ourselves up because I know that's definitely true in the medical community because we just start talking about, you know, case scenarios and numbers and what we've seen and like the worst stuff that we've seen, you know, and sometimes you can leave those conversations with your colleagues going, oh,
feeling really stressed.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that the self-compassion piece is really a key one for me as well, because I think you know, navigating so many different things that we are right now, and we can be really hard on ourselves and really, you know, try to strive for perfection feel like we're not teaching our kids well enough, or we're just not, you know, there's ways that we're failing or we're not adequate or that type of thing. And so giving ourselves kind of that grace of we don't have to be perfect. And you know, we did, a lot of parents, they didn't sign up to homeschool, and now they're homeschooled.
I did not. And I was a former teacher, and I still, and I only have a kindergartner, you guys, and I still found myself going, oh my gosh, I'm totally sucking at this. So I can only imagine for those of you who have older kids who are, you know, in high school taking hard classes, or for, you know, those of you guys whose kids were graduating or were meeting big milestones or missed out, you know, on their school dances and stuff.
So many disappointments.
Yeah, we want to talk to you guys in our next show about how to have that conversation with your kids, how to continue to have that conversation with your kids, because they're going to feel that they've missed out on these really important moments in their lives. So we're going to talk to you guys about how to support them through that.
Yes, that'll be really important.
Yeah. So after we wrap up our COVID show, after that, we have, I think this one is really going to be my personal favorite because I find myself talking about it all the time. And that is, can I get kicked out for that? Something that has been such a challenge moving from active duty into the guard is that people, I don't have access to people's medical records off the bat because they're not housed in one place. We only get what people show us. And so I think there's really this fear that if you really are legit and bring in your medical records like we're supposed to, that they're going to find something down at medical and I'm going to get kicked out for
that. Mess up my career.
Totally. Yeah. And I know specifically for mental health diagnoses like anxiety and depression and PTSD, and those things are so common.
There's so many misconceptions.
Absolutely.
And myths about,
Yeah,
stigma is a real thing.
Yeah. Nobody wants to tell us what's going on in their lives.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk specifically about conditions and hopefully dispel some myths and make people feel more comfortable. At least that's the goal. And that, again, that was another reason that we wanted to breathe life into this subject and start this podcast, because of this this ongoing kind of just fear around your personal health. You shouldn't feel fearful about your health, and you shouldn't feel fearful about your health in the military. So we'll push that out. And then we'll have a real treat for you following that episode. We're going to do two back-to-back episodes featuring our interview with Colonel Retired Hubbard, our guest speaker over March UTA, and talk about his story a little bit more in depth. And
what a powerful story.
Oh, yeah.
As a POW, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And just sort of, you know, the things that he went through in that camp. And a lot of that, you know, he shared, but how he was able to bolster and foster, you know, the, I'm just going to use this Yiddishism, the chutzpah, to be able to survive and make it through. And then go on beyond that to have a really thriving career and a really rich life.
As an author, and he's a speaker all around the world.
And an artist.
An artist,
the dude paints. He's a great great talented artist. So that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we actually have a signed piece of his now hanging up in the wing building.
Yeah.
So I think it's a print of the cover of his book, and it's got the eagle with the chain.
Yeah,
yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So when you guys get a chance next time you come in the wing building, take a look out for that. That'll be cool.
And I think following that, we're going to be focusing on all things resiliency, right? Mind, body, and spirit, to name a few. So we really just want to reach out to all of you listening that if you have anything that you're interested in hearing, email Haley Hendricks or myself, Stephanie Grant.
Find us on the global.
Absolutely. We'll do our best to accommodate your listening interests.
Yeah. We really want this to be a tool that serves you guys.
Absolutely.
So let us know.
So we want to have conversations that are relevant to you and that can just make a difference, right, in all of our lives. So
yeah,
don't hesitate to reach out anytime.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about advice.
So advice. Okay.
Yeah. So when we have guests on the show, we're gonna hit up all of our guests before they leave and ask us for, or ask them rather, for, you know, what their top advice is for our airmen. So we thought, you know, since this is our intro episode, we would ask each other. So, Stephanie, tell me, what is your top advice that you have for the airmen that, you know, is relevant sort of in this time that we're going through right now?
Absolutely. Well, you know, my advice, it really kind of stems out of my experiences right now, just dealing with the pandemic over the last couple months. I think for me, one of the biggest hurdles or challenges that I've faced is just, you know, dealing with the uncertainty and fear of this invisible threat. You were talking before just like how, you know, you've got those thoughts swirling around your head and
Absolutely.
You talk to people and you hear different things about the news and just sharing like with medical, you know, like your medical providers, that kind of thing.
Just kind of
intensify that fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have my elderly parents, they live next door and they both have significant health issues. And their 80s. And so I just found myself worrying that, you know, I might get the virus and then somehow I would expose them or that I had to keep them from going to the store, which when you're dealing with 80-year-olds that want to get out of the house, it's not easy, right?
You
reverse roles.
Like, yeah.
You will stay home, you know?
They're not staying home, are they?
Well, my mom's pretty good. My dad, on the other hand, I told him I was going to take the keys to all of his vehicles. The problem is he has about seven of them. He's got antique cars.
Oh, gosh.
So I was like, ugh. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I just really, just with all of that and just the worry increase, and I had to step back and just like take inventory, right, of what I could control in the situation.
Yeah.
And let go of all the things I couldn't control. And so
how are you doing that?
Yeah. So one of the things that I've done is just to try to change my mindset, because mindset is so important, right?
Absolutely.
How just the lens that we're looking at the world through.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever done a daily gratitude practice, but
I have.
Yeah, it's so good. So, you know, just first thing in the morning when you wake up, even before I drink my coffee, well, sometimes it's after I've taken my first couple sips, to be honest, but it's just writing three things that I'm grateful for.
Oh,
and
that's
just
awesome.
Kind of focus, you know, making that intentional habit of just starting the day being grateful.
I love that.
And I found
So do you like journal? What? How do you do it?
You know what? I do have a journal.
Okay.
I like just the old writing on a pad. But you can do it on your phone, right?
Totally.
There's lots of different ways you can write.
I'm sure there's an app for that.
I'm sure there is. There's probably a gratitude app. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found that doing that just really helped me kind of change my mindset and reduce my anxiety.
That's great.
It's just a simple habit.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
No.
But
I love that. Yeah,
something everybody can do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we challenge you guys.
What about you? We didn't hear yours.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll share mine. But we challenge our listeners then, right? Yeah. To pick up this habit and try to come up with three things every day, preferably first thing in the morning, so that you can just get your mind and your heart in the right place and focus on viewing the world through that really grateful lens. Absolutely. And, you know, it really, just something as little as that can be really life-changing. So that is your homework, you guys, for the month. Try that out. Okay. And my number one piece of advice right now is to actually limit your exposure to news and social media. Both of them, I mean it. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself about 10 minutes. These are the ground rules that I put out for my husband when this was first starting, because he was really having a hard time, and everyone is having a hard time. So, you know, I just said, hey, you cannot, he has like 5 screens on his computer at home. He is
he's a computer guru.
Yeah, he's an IT guy, and he has ADHD, and he likes a lot of input. That's how his brain is wired. So he's got about 5 screens, and he had news up on about 3 different screens and constantly getting all that messaging. So I just had to
probably some contradicting messaging.
Oh, huh? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What is the truth?
Yeah. So I told him, I said, hey, we got to tone this down. So I gave him 10 minutes twice a day. And we have since reduced it. He self-reduced, actually, to just about 10 minutes at the end of the day.
Okay.
And that has been huge. And I have seen, like you were talking about mindset, I have seen his mindset, you know, really improve by really paring down the amount of input that he is allowing COVID into his personal, you know, into his personal space. Yeah.
Wow.
And so that has been great. And then kind of along with that, I also include social media, because there is so much right now about COVID on social media.
Oh,
you
man,
cannot
it's
scroll
all over the place.
Yeah, you can't scroll for very long without seeing it. So I encourage you to limit the news, really try to do it, you know, for 10 minutes or less each day, and even think about doing a social media intermittent fasting.
I love it. Intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting. So good for your glucose.
Yeah.
Also for your brain when it comes to social media. The data is out, you guys. And if we spend all of our time comparing our life to somebody else's perfect, picturesque,
fake news life,
highlight reel, then how can we not feel bad about our own lives? Come on. This is, you know, this actually is pretty, makes a lot of sense. It's pretty common sense. So limit your time on social media and limit your time on the news per day, and you would be surprised. You will start to notice that the number of thoughts that you have about your impending anxiety about the future will drop. So we encourage you to use these tactics. This is our practical advice from the show.
Yes.
Put it into practice and see how your lives change.
We'll look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Feel free to shoot us an email.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys, thank you so much for listening to our first podcast episode today. Please rate us and leave comments on iTunes. That's how our show gets promoted and pushed out to new listeners beyond our 144th Fighter Wing community.
A big thank you to all that helped turn our project into a reality. Music credit to the talented Blake Jones. And that's it for this episode of The Rock, the Air National Guard's first resiliency podcast. We'll be back soon. We hope you tune in.